Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
God bless you. God bless you. And I'm just talking and my speaker wasn't on. God bless you, people of God. We thank God for you. Thank you for joining us here on the Prayer News Network Global. We are so excited as we look at the calendar. We see that we are about 100 and something days shy of 1,000 days of broadcasting. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1,000 days. 1,000 days, people of God. We are excited about that. That is a major, major milestone. And we thank God because he has been with us here every step of the way. We thank God for you, each of you, for being here with us as we are on this journey. We thank God because, listen, people of God, it has indeed been a journey. As I look back over the years, as I look back over the months, the days, you know, not really knowing what the Lord was doing, although I knew he was leading, not really knowing the path that he would take us, but just sheerly trusting God every step of the way. I'm talking about every step of the way. And indeed, the Lord has guided us. The Lord has kept us. And for this, we are so grateful. We're so very grateful for what the Lord has done. Truly, the Lord has done us well. People of God, listen, as you're coming in, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone to come on to the broadcast with you on tonight. Invite them to come. Invite. You got to send out a text message. You got to call them before you get on. Listen, people of God, this is that little extra step of the way that we go to ensure that someone else comes and be blessed just as we are. Amen. We don't want to just get it all for ourselves because we just get fat and overflowing in the word, but listen, people of God, we want someone else to come to the table likewise. We want someone else to come and be blessed just as we are. So we always ask that you invite someone to come. We always ask that you take a moment, to consider somebody, amen, that needs this word. I'm often texting, you know, after we get everything all set, I'm often texting, inviting people to come, even if it's 5 people, even if it's 10 people, inviting those people to come, whoever the Lord drops on my heart. So listen, we want you to do likewise. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise for you on tonight. Thank God for you, for those of you that are inviting. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. We just want to let you know, all of our first-time listeners, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can receive a copy of the broadcast afterwards. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise for that on tonight. Amen. Because listen, even in your listening, even if you're distracted at some point, you can always request a copy of the broadcast. Also, we just want to thank God for all of our listeners, international listeners, those that are listening for in many other countries. I believe we're well over 59 countries now. So if you're listening by radio, if you're listening to us by blog radio, you can also download the broadcast there on blog radio. Also, you can listen at the messages via our Facebook page. We're posting on two platforms, and that is the Prayer News Network platform as well as the ReArt Prayer Group 52 platform. You can go out there and listen as well. Amen. You can see and listen to all of our previously recorded broadcasts. You can listen to those. And if you would like to have a copy sent directly to your phone, we can do that as well. We'll give you a couple of numbers at the end of the broadcast whereby you can certainly request a copy, and we'll send it to you directly to your phone. Amen. Just thanking God tonight again for each of you. Thanking God. Listen, people of God, we thank God for you. You've been with us. Amen. We thank God for your presence. We thank God tonight for our leaders. Just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for Mother Carrie James on tonight. Thanking God on tonight for Apostle Samuel Huggins James. He's our senior apostle. Thanking him tonight for Bishop K.A. Tina. He's our presiding bishop. Thanking him for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Thanking him tonight for all of the women of God that stand by their side. Just want to thank God tonight for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, for the space and place that they hold on this network. We thank God for each of them. We also thank God for our prayer warriors on tonight. Thank God for our scripture reader. And again, people of God, we thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your coming. Thank you for helping us to spread the word of the Prayer News Network. We do realize, people of God, that yet still there are many churches that are not open. So we just want to let people know, we just always want to let them know that they can come here and they can hear the word. Amen. We're not preaching doctrine, but we're preaching and bringing forth the unadulterated word of God, the pure word of God. We're not trying to persuade anybody. We're not a church. We are an outreach ministry. And listen, people of God, the Lord is leading us and guiding us into countries, countries, countries. And so wherever he leads us, there we are following, and we're thanking him for what he is doing. Amen. Thanking him for reachability. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we just want to go ahead and prepare for the word on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we want to prepare, get you ready for the word on tonight, and we're going to ask, amen, Jesus, for missionary Dorothy Fan, if she would come and sanctify the line, and then we're going to ask Sister Mary Hollins, thanking God for these women of God because they avail themselves, amen, Jesus. They avail themselves in the service of the Lord, and they are very dedicated. They're very consistent. So we bless God for each of them on tonight for their willingness and their obedience to come and help and partake in this outreach ministry. So we're going to release the platform to them at this time, glory to God, as we prepare sanctification of the line and then for our scripture reading on tonight. God bless you, missionary fan.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The song says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, oh, my soul cries out Hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, well, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking you right now, Lord God, for all that you are to us, Lord God, and all that you've done for us. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God. Look upon this line tonight, Lord God. Sanctify each and every one of us, Lord God, that come on this line, to come to this line tonight, Lord God. We come before you right now in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord God, to look upon us once again. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our iniquities, Lord God, for all our transgressions. Lord God, for any sin that we may have committed. Lord God, for any thought that we may have thought that wasn't like yours, Lord God, that wasn't a pure thought, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us, Lord God, and forgive us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, once again with a repentant heart, Lord God, waiting, Lord God, to hear from you. Don't, Lord God, let our coming be in vain tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to clean us, Lord God, and make us worthy tonight, Lord God. Create us clean heart, Lord God. Renew that right spirit within us, Lord God, that we may come before your throne tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you right now, Lord God, just to forgive us once again, Lord God. We repent, Lord God. We come before you, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to move tonight. Lord God, have your way, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done once again in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to bless each and every one, Lord God, that come on this line tonight, Lord God. Nation, Lord God, countries, Lord God, cities, Lord God. We ask you right now, Lord God, to touch each and every one of us, Lord God, far and near. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, move tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord God, heal, Lord God, deliver, Lord God. Set free, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come before you tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way tonight. Let your will be done tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Once again, Lord God, give us ears to hear what the Spirit will say unto us tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we need a word from you tonight, Lord God, that we may go further, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for all that you've done. We thank you for all that you're going to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word that you have sent, Lord God, for the instructions that you have given us, Lord God, that we may walk therein in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to have your way. Look, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, send your choice anointing, Lord God. Whatever you would do, Lord God, we are willing and we are obedient, Lord God, to hear, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and to apply to our life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to look on Mr. Bradley tonight, Lord God. Touch her right now from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord God, strengthen her right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you're worthy, Lord God, and we know without a shadow of a doubt, Lord God, that there's none like you, Lord God, none like you, Lord God. We can search all over. We won't find none like you. There is not another, Lord God, like you, and we thank you for it right now. We magnify you. We glorify you right now. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we come, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit was saying to us once again in the name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to the speaker for tonight, to our PNN advisors, PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 4th chapter of 1 John, the 7th through the 21st verse. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfecting in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess unto God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we know and believe the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment, he that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. I have read to you the 4th chapter of 1 John, the 7th through the 21st verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen. 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 Glory to God. We thank God tonight for the reading of the word. Glory to God. We thank him tonight for the prayer of sanctification, people of God. Just giving you time and opportunity to settle yourself, to bring your spirit in, bring your mind in on tonight, to let you know that we are going into the presence of God, sanctifying the area, sanctifying where you stay, that the presence of God might come and dwell with you as with all of us. Amen. Because we know that he's omnipresent. Amen. But glory to God, we have to elevate our mind and elevate our spirit, elevate our soul. Amen, Jesus, to that place that we can hear from him. So we thank him tonight again for the sanctification of the line, thanking him for the reading of the word, people of God. And we want you to go ahead and get ready. Get your pen and pencil, your paper, your laptop, whatever you're going to need, whatever you're going to use to take notes on tonight. I want you to go ahead and prepare yourself for the word on tonight, because there is a word from the Lord on tonight. And people of God, we are going to, glory to God, going over to Banks, Alabama, a woman of God there. Amen. She's an evangelist. She's a prophetess. Glory to God. Amen. She's been on the field a very long time. And we thank God that she has a standing commitment as long as the Lord will say, for every Sunday night, every Monday night. Amen. Glory to God. The woman of God has availed herself to be with us here. And she's coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. Glory be to God, the home. Glory to God, now abiding in Banks, Alabama. People of God, we want you to prepare your hearts, prepare your minds now for the word of the Lord coming through his vessel, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus on tonight, for this is the night, the day, the afternoon that he has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is a good time to give God glory. This is a good season to give God thanks and praise, because we didn't even have to make it this far. We made it almost to the end of this year, and we should count ourselves blessed, because death is walking the earth, the spirit of death. The death angel is walking the earth like a madman, and everything is crazy. And so we have a lot to thank God for. Those of you who are gathered tonight from wherever you are gathered from, I greet you tonight in the name of Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior and our soon coming King. And I do want to honor him tonight, who's the head of my life, the Holy Ghost, who is my restrainer. I do honor and bless God for this opportunity to be an available vessel to speak what he is saying, to speak the word of God, not my own words, but his word, so that we all can be edified and we can grow and become more stronger spiritually. Bless his name. I do honor him for my leader today, Co-Pastor Lindsay of Jerusalem Temple. I do honor and magnify him for the protocol that has already been established for Evangelist Bradley, her team, everyone that makes this PNN come together to work the way it's working. Bless his name. And so tonight, last night we dealt with being able to trust God and being able to go through and to be able to deal with different trials and stuff. And tonight, what I'm going to continue with, and the topic tonight is we are in a spiritual battle. The warfare has intensified. People of God, we are in a spiritual battle. There's nothing that is happening is natural. I don't care how small it is not natural. The warfare has intensified, and we're coming from the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, from verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Verse 13, Therefore take unto you, God is saying, the whole armor of God, that you, me, we may be able to withstand in the evil day. We are in the evil day, people of God. And having done all, he said, to stand. And verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And he said in verse 16, above all, everything that you is hearing him saying right now, he said, above all of that, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And I give you thanks tonight, God. I praise you for your word. I praise you for this atmosphere, God, for the anointing. Release it now, God, over this atmosphere, over everyone present. Release an anointing that will make your word come forth with clarity, God, with comfort, with understanding, God, with power. Come forth to bring deliverance and clarity, God, and freedom. Bind the prince of the powers of the air and whatever distraction and whatever entity that is assigned, God, to interfere with what you have to say tonight, we pull it down out of the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. And we want to thank you, God, for releasing ministering angels that would touch the hearts of people, that they would want to turn, they would want to come closer. We would want to be drawn closer to you because of the word of God. And we want to say thank you tonight. Now, tonight, as we're looking into this word, I want to just give you a brief rundown before I get into the lesson. And tonight, we have to understand that Satan's wiles or schemings or schemes are directed against the church corporately. His schemes, hallelujah, tonight, is directed at the corporal body of Christ. No church is exempt. And believers personally. And so not only corporately, but in you by yourself, you personally, Satan is against us. The devil lives up to his name through falsely accusing believers before God. And you can read that in the book of Job chapter 1. It says, when the sons of God went to present themselves to God, Satan was there, and God pointed out Job. So even now, he is railing accusation against the saints before God. So we've got to really pull up our socks and be prepared for what is going on. He is falsely accusing believers before God, as well as stirring up turmoil in the world by his accusations. The picture of God's armor, we're talking about the armor tonight, is of a Roman soldier tunic pulled up and tucked into his belt so that he could fight. We're in a fight tonight. Listen to how the soldiers had to dress over there in Rome. So they could work unhindered. Nothing was to stop them because of the way they clothed themselves. Living in a life of honesty and integrity enables the Christian to be one in purpose with Jesus Christ. So it's important how you are living. It's important to live an honest life. It's important to have integrity in your life. That is very important when you're dealing with Satan, when you say you fight in warfare. Your life has to be lined up or you are going to be defeated. When you have honesty and integrity, it enables the Christian to be one in purpose with Jesus Christ, who is the truth, and to be unhindered in the battle against Satan. So when you are living like this and you come together with Jesus, nothing can stop you from winning a battle. There is no demonic force in hell that can win you against you or stop you in this hour. Satan, who is a deceiver and a liar in this hour, has plans to destroy, to kill, and to steal. The breastplate and the armor covered the body from the neck to the thigh and was usually made of bronze. Believers do not need to seek protection or right standing with God through works of their own. They can confidently stand in what Christ says has done or Christ has done in their behalf. And we know that Jesus already fought the battle. The victory has already been won. So he made it a little easier for us because he is fighting for us also. Now, the soldiers, they wore sandals with cleats made of sharp nails. That's how their shoes were made, designed to give them firm footing on event, the most rugged terrain. So they had nails on the bottom of their shoes, so when it's raining or when however the ground was, they had something to hold them down from slipping and falling. Bless his name. And so what God is saying, you have to be in readiness to share the gospel to others at any moment's notice, because a soldier was always prepared for war. And so we are in a war. And so God said, your feet have to always be ready to go to do warfare. Preparation may also refer to a prepared foundation that consists of the gospel of peace with God. This long oval shield was crafted from two layers of wood covered with linen or animal hide, bound together with iron. When fighting side by side, the soldiers could hold these shields together to form a wall. Soaked in water, they served as adequate defense against the enemy's fiery darts. Arrows that had been dipped in pitch and ignited, the shield of faith offers God's unlimited resources of power and wisdom. And you could find it in Ephesians chapter 3, 16 to 21, to resist the fiery darts of distressing circumstances and temptations to evil. Now, the soldier's bronze helmet had leather attachment in the hole and that hold it in place. Christians can experience protection from Satan's attack as they rest confidently in their position as members of God's family for his purpose. Further, they can know God's present work of sanctification in their lives, experiencing deliverance from sin and having the guarantee of future eternal deliverance from every kind of evil. The two-edged sword enabled the heavily armed soldiers to attack deftly and defeated his enemy at close range. The believer's sword may be understood to be either supplied by the Spirit or used by the Spirit. Paul further identified the sword as the sword of God. Hallelujah, which is the Rhema word. Now, most probably refers to a specific section of scriptures the Holy Spirit brings to mind to meet a particular need. Jesus' use of specific sections of Deuteronomy in his encounter with Satan in the wilderness exemplify what is being said here tonight, because he used the word of God as his defense. Now, in this theme, Ephesians chapter 6, it is also talking about prayer. And it says prayer is not listed as a separate weapon of warfare, but rather it is given an all-encompassing status. Prayer is to be constant as the Christian preparedness for battle engages in it. The rest from and rest from it. All kinds of prayer are to be offered through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so God has given us a description of what we are dealing with tonight: armor for warfare, his armor to fight. It shows us from natural armor to the soldiers in Rome, how it was made. And so he's given, letting us know that they were fully covered when they went to war. And so God is saying, by taking on the armor of God, we will be fully covered. Now, in this hour, in this current area, in era, how to live above your circumstances in the midst of difficulty, chaos, and continual pressure, you have to consider the enemy's subtle work in your life. And so we have to be watchful. We have to be mindful. Our eyes, spiritual eyes and ears, has to be open. The scripture reveals the spiritual warfare that's occurring under our noses. It's right under our noses, both in obvious and subtle ways we can't even imagine tonight. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah. Thankfully, we don't have to play. We don't have time to play around in this hour, people of God, because every person on the planet that lives here, we are under attack. No matter who you are, where you are, we are under attack. And we have two forces. One is death, and death versus life. First, God has a plan for every nation on this earth tonight. In addition, hallelujah, tonight, he has a plan for every man, woman, and child on this planet tonight, people of God. His plan can be contained in one word. What that word is? Life. Hallelujah, tonight. First, God has a plan for every nation on this earth. He has a plan, and that plan, woman, man, boy, and girl, is to give us life. And this life is found in his word. By comparison, Satan has an agenda as well. We've got to know Satan has his agenda, and his agenda can be summed up in an opposing word called death. That's his agenda. Glory to God tonight. His agenda is death. He has an intricate plan for every nation and every person, bless his name, and it's to steal, kill, and destroy. It is incredibly easy, people of God, tonight, to think the world consists of what we see in our world every day. Hallelujah. And completely miss the larger picture. There's an invisible battle happening all around us. Hallelujah, Jesus, tonight. Life and death are fiercely competing for our devotion. Death is a spirit, and you have life, and that is a spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Jesus, and death is Satan. Bless his name. Glory be to God. He's the angel of death. Hallelujah. We got to recognize that there's a competition going on in this hour. The challenge is to recognize the subtle ways the enemy achieved his agendas in our lives. God wants us to be watchful and to recognize the agenda of Satan. He deceives, he lies, he corrupts, he brings shame, and then he dangles temptation to you and to me to do things that will kill relationships, break up businesses, and destroy families and churches and small groups. Bless his name. The devil's work is diabolical. Glory be to God. Diabolical. And in his craftiness or in his creativity, he's distracted us with the obvious evils in the world. We are being very distracted today by what is going on, because he's trying to take our attention away from what God is doing, and we tend to focus more on what is happening on and in and around us. These heinous acts like sex trafficking and the Holocaust that he did are indisputably the work of Satan. But what about our chronic struggles and deceit and greed and gluttony that is happening right now? And these things are happening not out in the world, but also among the people of God. How the enemy's agenda has shown up in our lives. How does it happen? His agenda is showing up in our lives. When I think about the sneaky ways the devil has squirmed his way into our lives, into your life and my life, it's through subtle factors like arrogance and prejudice. My stubborn, when you are stubborn and know-it-all attitude, that's the way he sneaks in. And in his creativity, he's distracted us with the obvious evils in the world. These things, hallelujah, like sex trafficking, murder, bloodshed, violence, homosexuality, lesbianism, hatred, racism, injustice, adultery, witchcraft, lies, robberies, suicide, gangs, lawlessness, paganism, occultism, Satanism, satanic churches, haters of God, idol worshippers are indisputably the work of Satan. But what about our chronic struggle with deceit and greed and gluttony? And so you have these spirits, glory be to God, deceit and gluttony and greed is right in the body of Christ. Bless his name. And so God wants to deliver us. God wants to set us free, but there are some things that we are dealing with in the body of Christ, and God is saying it's the time to set ourselves free from the things that is distracting. How the enemy's agenda has shown up in our lives, hallelujah, is in a sneaky way. Hallelujah. It is so sneaky, and it's so, and he is so, I can't even find a word to really describe Satan in this hour, but we've got to know that his agenda is no good. His agenda is sneaky. He uses these small laps to plant seed of doubt, wrath, and anger, which are his favorite playgrounds. What is like arrogance and prejustice and disobedience and rebellion and backbiting and gossip, lack of love for each other. This is what he is using. Stubbornness, this is what he's using to get us off guard. And so God said, put on the whole armor tonight. Glory be to God. Thankfully, we don't have to play with the games that he is passing out to us. God has given us everything we need, glory be to God, tonight to overcome the enemy's scheme and becoming conquerors. The Bible said we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who gave us the strength. Glory be to God. He provides examples of spiritual warfare within the scriptures as a reference for us. Glory be to God. And he has given us his wisdom and armor to combat temptation. As we just read Ephesians chapter 6 from verses 10 to 17 about what Satan is doing and what God expects us to do with the whole armor and putting it on tonight. God has given us everything. And I want to share with you tonight 12 spiritual powers or 12 power scriptures from the Bible to equip us for spiritual warfare, recognition, and resistance. Number one, the strategies or Satan's strategies is to destroy you through intimidation and isolation. That's what his plan is. Satan's strategy and plans are the course, at the course you to become into a place of loneliness and distraction. He knows, hallelujah, tonight, he knows that isolation will put you in a position where he can speak to your mind. Glory to God tonight. He is in, he sends his forces at you to intimidate you and cause you to be in fear. Glory be to God. But God said he didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And so he wants to pull you away into isolation to deal with your mind so that you could become fearful. If you look at the scriptures, glory to God tonight, with the demoniac man that was living in a cave, he was isolated. He was bound and chained and was out of his mind. And that was Satan is trying to do. And if you look into the book of Luke chapter 8, 26 to 33, it says, and they arrived at the country of Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land, there met him out of the cave or the city a certain man which had devils. He didn't have just one devil. He had devils a long time and wear no clothes, neither abode in any house, but in the tomb. When he saw Jesus, he cried out and fell down before him with a loud voice, hallelujah, saying, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God Most High? I beseech thee, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit, that is Jesus, to come out of the man, for oftentimes it had caught him, and he had kept him bound with chains and in fetters, and he brake the bands and was driven off the devil into the wilderness. That's verse 29. And verse 30 says, and Jesus asked him, saying, what is thy name? And he said, Legion, because many devils were entered into him. 31 says, and they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there were an herd of swine feeding on the mountain, and they besought him that he would suffer them to enter into them, and he suffered them. Then when the devil went out of the man and entered into the swine, and the herd run violently down a steep place into the lake, and they choked. Bless his name. So Jesus in his traveling came across, mighty God, doing his mission work, he came across some devils, glory be to God, and a man that was there a long time. This man was full of demonic. He said, I have legions. Hallelujah. Number one, he wore no clothes, and that's what the devil would do to you. He will strip you naked. He will strip you of your anointing. He will strip you of your title. He will strip you of your pride. He will strip you of your mind. He will strip you the way this man has been stripped naked by this devil. He will come, Satan will strip you of everything that God has blessed you with. Hallelujah. If we don't be vigilant and watchful in prayer. Number two, he did not live in a house. Glory to God. He became homeless, and that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to back you in the corner where you can't pay your bills. You're going through repossessions and foreclosure, and you will find yourself homeless. Glory be to God. And then you will start to get stressed out, and that's his whole plan, to push you in a corner. Hallelujah. So this man was dealing with the Lord, and many of people today are dealing with the same thing that this man was dealing with, and is orchestrated by the agenda of Satan and his forces. He lived in the tombs. He lived in the graveyard. Glory be to God. He lived among the dead. And that's what Satan is trying to do. He wants to put us in a tomb to shut us down, to shut our voices down, to shut down the anointing, to shut down the assignment that God has given you, to shut down your respect and your integrity and your hope and faith and trust in God. So he was in the tombs alone and isolated. And if the devil could get you isolated, you'll be among people that are dead, out there and sin. You'll find yourself back in the backslidden condition among those who are dead, have no life, have no hope. That's what this man was in, a position of hopelessness. Number four, he was kept bound with chains and fetters, and they could not hold him. The Bible says he would break them. And so the devil is trying to keep us in bondage with chains, oh God, of circumstances, chains of situations that are keeping us bound and stressed out, my God, and angry, and can't see our way out. We are bound by the things of this world. We are bound in our mind, so many of us. We are bound, hallelujah, in ministry, hallelujah, in our natural lives, not moving forward. That's what the enemy's plan is, hallelujah, to keep us in bondage. But God is going to break every chain, and God is going to break every fetter, hallelujah. God has been sent against the remnant, the hallelujah, that has been sent against his chosen generation, hallelujah, because my God, the anointing that the break and destroys every yoke is released in the earth at this time, again, upon those who are trusting and staying in prayer and staying in fasting before the Lord. God is going to break it. Hallelujah. And it's breaking even over PNN. God has a breakable, tangible anointing, glory to God, over this ministry. Hallelujah. Tonight, number five, he was driven into the wilderness. Glory be to God, by the devil. In spite of his condition,
when he saw Jesus, the devils in him had to bow before Jesus. Glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care how much demons are in a person. Hallelujah. But when God anointing and God shows up on the scene, the Bible says, Philippians chapter 2, 9 to 11, wherefore God had highly exalted him, glory be to God, and given him a name which is above every name. Verse 10 said that at the name of Jesus, every name shall bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things of a host, yes, God, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Jesus Christ is Lord. Tonight, Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Bless the name of the living God tonight. Hallelujah. This man, he fell down before Jesus with a loud voice. Glory be to God. He fell into a place of humility. When you fall on your face, you're in a position and posture of worship and reverence before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So the devils in him could not restrain him from worshiping. The devils in him did not restrain him from humbling himself before Jesus. Hallelujah. The devil himself had to recognize, hallelujah, that Jesus was on the sin, and they had no choice but to bow. Yes, God, tonight. The demons cried out to Jesus, telling Jesus to leave them alone and torment them not. They tormented the man, but yet they were telling Jesus, have mercy on them. Can you believe that? They tormented this man for a long time, and now Jesus showed up on the scene, and they're being tormented just by his presence. Glory be to God. And when you have the presence of God in your life and demons show up, they got to be tormented by your presence because God is in you. Ain't no demon supposed to, my God, torment you. And so, my God, the demons that was in this man that was tormenting him now crying out for mercy for them not to be tormented. Glory be to God on tonight. He had this man tied up. They had this man bound in chains, and they had him bound in fetters, but yet the devils were asking Jesus for mercy. They drove him away from his family and friends and loved ones, bringing him into a place of loneliness and bondage and torment. That's what Satan is trying to do for a lot of people that are leaving the church, that are backsliding. They, my God, find themselves being tormented, find themselves being alone. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Tonight, Jesus, this is the worst place anyone, glory be to God, can find themselves in. Being alone, glory be to God, away from help, away from connections. Sometimes we feel that we don't need one another. We don't need nobody. We don't need no help. But we've got to watch how the enemy will push us in the corner to isolate us, to bring us into loneliness, into captivity, and into bondage. This is the season that Bakashata Robo Shamande, yes, God. Tanda Chiteban say, yes, God. This is the Sikando say, yes, God. This is the season and the time God is telling us, come together. We are better and stronger together. He said unity is strength. He desired for us to be one, even as he and his Father are one. He said, my God, if we stand in agreement, hallelujah, God is looking for agreement. Satan wants to separate us in the body of Christ because he knows that we come together like how the legions was in that man. They do great damage. So what God is saying, if we come together in one accord, we can do great damage to the kingdom of Satan. Glory be to God on tonight. Who glory by Shandar of a host. This isolation, and separation is to bring division in the body of Christ, in families, in marriages, in the nations, with racism and hatred, bigotry, all of these things that are happening, all the evil that is displayed now. Whenever a person finds himself not wanting to be bothered or, bless his name, wanting to be around people, then we need to be careful. Loneliness is a demonic force assigned to destroy your mind and emotions. Glory be to God tonight. The only time we should find ourselves waiting, glory be to God tonight, wanting to be alone is when, God tonight, we are dealing with God, seeking his face, spending time in prayer and fasting, and in the word, oh my God, or with our spouses, or just the need to, or time needed to get away for a minute. But glory be to God tonight, it is not a desire of God for us to be isolated from each other. Look at this pandemic. This pandemic brought isolation, glory be to God, in the body of Christ. He said, greet each other with a holy kiss, but we knock elbows, my God. And so this pandemic brought isolation, and it brought desolation, and it brought division, and to the point that some people even left the church, afraid to come back to worship, but not afraid to go to the mall, not afraid to go to Walmart, not afraid to go to work, but they are afraid to come into the house of God where there is healing and there is deliverance and there is protection. He said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together with the believers. Isolation is a form of bondage. God wants us not to forsake to come together. We need to come, if ever time, we need to come together, it is right now. We're looking at legions. This man had legions. And legions is a body of soldiers. The definition is, a legion is a body of soldiers whose numbers differ at different times. And in times of Augustus, seemed to have considered 6,826 or 6,100 foot soldiers. And sometimes it goes to 726. So this man was dealing with that much demon. Over 6,000 demons, glory be to God tonight, was in one person. Could you imagine what this man went through? Can you imagine the torment? Can you imagine his mind being tormented? Glory be to God, and that's what happens when you are isolated and think that you can do it by yourself. Demonic force will infiltrate your mind and make you think negative about everybody. Glory be to God, and the things of God will mean nothing more to you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whenever Satan gets you alone by yourself, anything can happen, people of God. Your mind can go on a lot of things they should not be on. When you look at the story of this man, he was restricted in bondage, lonely, deserted, forsaken, restrained out of his mind. He was suffering. Hallelujah, Jesus. And that's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to suffer. He wants us to get frustrated and aggravated. Glory be to God tonight. Yes, we will go through suffering, but God has a purpose through our suffering. It is to strengthen us, like I said on last night, and to prepare us for the warfare that's ahead. People of God, tonight is going to get worse. Warfare will intensify, glory be to God, in this last hour. Hallelujah. God wants us to always be alert and of a sober mind, people of God, tonight. Always be alert of your surroundings. Hallelujah. Keep your eyes, spiritual and natural eyes, open. I'm sorry. God said, being sober. We know that when a man is drunk, he cannot think straight. When a man is drunk, he's falling down and he's out of order. He don't even know what is going on around him. And so God said, don't get drunk with wine. Don't get drunk in your own conceit. Don't get drunk with the things of this world. Be sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around. He's like a roaring lion seeking souls whom he may devour. And that's in 1 Peter 5 and verse 8. Be sober. Be vigilant. Verse 9 says, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are around the world. So God is reminding us that through his word, that the same affliction we are facing in the United States or in the Bahamas or wherever you're from, everybody in the world, around the world, that are Christians are going through these same afflictions. Hallelujah. Some of them are dealing with more than we are. They have no freedom in some parts of the world. to worship, to read the word of God, to go into a building to worship. Religion is being restricted and banned. They're being hated because of the name of Jesus. Some of them go through terrible persecution, being killed, thrown in prison, burnt alive, being beheaded, buried alive. Church buildings are being destroyed. Gunmen coming in the church. We got to know that the warfare has intensified. God calls this what? God calls what we're dealing with light affliction. To us, this is something heavy. But God is looking and said, what you're dealing with is light affliction. And that is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 17 and 18. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, hallelujah, tonight, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The light affliction, God said, this is only for a moment. It may feel long. It may feel like it's never going to end. But Jesus Christ is telling us tonight, it's only for a moment, and what we're going through will work for us a far more exceeding eternal. There's an eternal weight of glory when we get to the kingdom of God awaiting us after these light afflictions. 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. And so God is talking about an eternal weight of glory. The things that we are looking at, he said, it's only for right now. It's going to pass away. It's going to be no more. So that means our focus should be more on the kingdom, coming up higher, being more kingdom-minded, focusing on what God wants us to do, focusing on the process that we're going through. Pay attention to what God is doing. Number two, God is the source of all good. Satan is the author of evil. We got to know that. The Bible said in James chapter 1 and 13, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. When we are being tempted, no one can blame God in this hour when they go through temptation. He said, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. And so we are going to be tempted, but God has given us a remedy in his word. And some people are saying, I believe God is putting me through this. I believe not everything God is going to put you through. Sometimes the devil will come to tempt you and frustrate you and cause you to lose your faith, your hope, and your trust in God. So we got to be watchful, and we got to stay connected to God. We got to stay connected to prayer. We got to stay connected to the things of the Spirit. Number three, glory be to God. The battle is real, people of God. This is not a joke. It is real. Galatians chapter 5 and 17 says, for the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to the other, so that they cannot do the things that they would. For the flesh sets its desire against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh. We got to know that. We don't need to be mistaken. The picture we have of Satan isn't how he began. Satan used to be a chief angel. He was one of the chief angels who served at the side of God. He was the most beautiful and most knowledgeable angel in the kingdom, the chief of the cherub. But when he got caught up in his beauty, he got caught up in his own beauty and decided he wanted God's job. He wanted to be like the Most High. He said, I will be like the Most High. He became self-centered. It was about me. Anytime you start saying I, and me, then you're operating on a Luciferian anointing that deals with Satan, that concentrate on me, my four, just me. He led one-third of the angels in rebellion against the Creator. Those angels are now called demons. This is the tempter against which you are fighting. Every single day we are fighting. Who is bombarding you with opportunities to hurt and condemn yourselves and others? But do not be discouraged tonight, brothers and sisters. This is not the time to get discouraged, give up, or throw in the towel. If we look at the body of Christ, many have backslidden. I'm very discouraged, fed up, don't want to have anything to do with God. all the church, my God, all the church, the devil was defeated, but our identity in Christ, and he has given us the tools. We have our identity in Christ, and he has given the tools we need for battle and for spiritual warfare being waged against us. Number four, God has given us his word to resist spiritual warfare. We're facing a different kind of foe. In Colossians chapter 2 and 15 says, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly triumphing over them in it, and having this arm. So what Jesus said, he already dealt with the devil. He have already spoiled principalities and powers. God said he made an open show over them. He made them to be ashamed. Satan is powerful, people of God. But God said, I've already dealt with him. I've already dealt with the principalities and the powers that you're struggling with. I made an open show over them, against them. When I died, I went down in hell, and I took the keys of authority, and I gave it to you, the church. And the keys of authority is the power of God. He say, I give you power over all the powers of the devil. Glory be to God. He already triumphed over all the powers of Satan. And he gave us that same power and authority to triumph over the devil and his imps. Number five, God will always give us the power to resist the schemes of the enemy if we choose. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says, there had no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer us to be tempted above that which we are able. But with the same temptation, he will also make a way of escape. And so when you are being tempted, God said, I have already made a way of escape for you. I've already set you free. I've already done it over 2,000 years ago. I have torn the world, hallelujah, in the temple, that you may come straight to me. You could come straight to God. You don't have to go to a priest. And see, and he said tonight that I've already done with it. Stop trying to fight and be frustrated. Hallelujah. Jesus, he wants you to do use your armor that he's given you tonight. Hallelujah. In Ephesians chapter 6, in the temptation of Jesus, this wasn't just some entity confronting Jesus in this passage of scripture. It's Jesus and Satan face to face, and that is in Matthew chapter 4 and 10. When Jesus was in the wilderness, he said, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord thy God and serve him only. And so Satan was trying to get Jesus to worship him, but Jesus had to remind him. And so God has said, I've given you the scripture to remind Satan of who I am, to remind the devil who is your master, who is your God. As long as we are living, we will be dealing with good and evil. But God told us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. And the word of our testimony. In Revelation chapter 12 and 11 it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. What is God saying? He became that Lamb. They used to slay the Lamb back then and spray the blood in the temple. Now God is saying, I am the Lamb. My blood was shed for you, and you have a testimony. So whatever you go through, God said you will overcome by being tested. What you're tested by, God said that's your overcoming, my God, power, your testimony and my blood. Number seven, ignorance of his tactics is legal. Being ignorant of Satan's tactics is lethal. The weapons we fight with are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. 2 Corinthians 10, 4 through 6 tells us, for the weapon of a warfare are not carnal, which means it's not natural, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Said casting down imagination. Whatever your mind is telling you, he said, cast down imagination and every high thing that's in your mind that is exalting itself against the knowledge of God, of the word of God. He said, bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience, everything that you're thinking about that the enemy is putting in your mind that is negative. God said, bring it into the captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. What he said, bring it into captivity to the word of God, because Jesus Christ is the anointed word. And having it in readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience was fulfilled. And he said, when you get into the position where you have dealt with your mind, then you can go and help someone else to be disciplined. You can go and help someone else to be set free. He said, your obedience first has to be fulfilled. Then you can go and help someone else to be obedient. You can't go and tell somebody to obey the word of God or do this and that, and we are guilty. In this fight, God is asking us to do the same. We need to know that we have weapons. In Ephesians chapter 6, he let us, my God, tonight, know what those weapons are. Bless his name tonight. Glory be to God. Let's look at the weapons. Number one, we have the lower part of the body, which is protected by a breastplate. Glory be to God. The breastplate of righteousness. And the breastplate, the part of the body, it covers the part of the body from the back or the neck to the navel, to your navel, where the ribs end. A breastplate or a corset consisting of two parts and protecting the body on both sides from the neck to the middle. Then you have your loins girt about with truth. What are the loins? The loins is your hip. And so God is clothing the lower part of your body, which deals with the hip part, that lower part of your body. Bless his name. And then we look at righteousness, because he said the righteousness is here. In a broad sense, the state of him who is as he ought to be. Righteousness is a condition acceptable in God. The doctrine concerning the way in which man may attain a state approved of God, integrity, virtue, purity of life, rightness, correctness of thinking and feeling and acting in a narrower sense, justice or the virtue which gives each his due. Now he says, let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. What does it mean? God is saying, put on your shoes, which means be ready to carry this gospel to wherever he sends you. He said he said to take the shield of faith, which is your protection, to quench the fiery darts. Faith here means conviction of the truth of anything or belief, the character of one who can be ruled or relied on. Fiery dart means indignation, full of fire, ignited, inflammable substance, melted by fire, purge, anger, or burn. Darts are like missiles and javelins and arrows. So these are the ammunition God has given to us, and he's telling you what they're all about. And we see here salvation. Salvation means there is hope. We have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, which is a large knife used for killing animals and cutting up flesh, a carved sword for cutting strokes, a straight sword for thrusting. We have the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, who is God himself, fighting for us. So God said, take the sword, which is his word, and fight. He said tonight, his word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Hebrews chapter 4 and 12 says, for the word of God is quick and powerful and it's sharp. And so God wants us to fight tonight. Number 8, we fight from a victory, not for victory, from victory. Yes, the Bible says in 1 John 4 and 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is in you than is in the world. 1 Corinthians 15:57-58 says, but thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the word of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. For the Lord, in Deuteronomy chapter 20 and 4, he says, for the Lord your God, he is going before you and fight for you against the enemy. So God has already won the victory on Calvary. And even in the book of Deuteronomy, he's telling you, I've already fought the battle. You already have the victory. Hallelujah. So stop. We need to stop stressing out and stop fighting. We just need to know how to fight warfare in the spirit. 9 says, we are in an invisible war. The temporal and eternal consequences. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. And that's Ephesians chapter 6 and 11. We need to stop fighting against people. They are not the problem. They are not our enemies. Talking to people and they're not changing means you have to fight for them in the realm of the spirit through prayer and through warfare. Human logics will not change people's behavior. It's a spiritual battle. We are battling against 4 entities, bless his name. And these 4 entities are principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, and rulers of darkness of this world. Hallelujah. If we're going to beat the devil, we need to have a plan, people of God. We have to be strategic. So we need to study who we are fighting. Satan is strategic. Hallelujah. What is principalities? It's a prince over the region. Principalities are demons that are ranked the same way God instructed his authority in his kingdom. It's the same way Satan replicated in his kingdom because he was in heaven. He got kicked out of heaven and took what he learned from God, and now he's using it to build his kingdom. Hell and the demons has ranks and orders just like it is in the kingdom. There are low-level demons that we spend time fighting against millions of them. So you find yourself being tired and worn out. In this hour, glory be to God, we cannot spend time fighting against low-level demons. We have to come up higher and war against the high-ranking demons. What are these led demons? Who are they? There are 3 led demons that are leading in this world that everything is happening through. Number 1, moral impurity, which deals with immoral, impure sexual behaviors, lust, idolatry, pornography, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism, fornication. Glory be to God. Until we deal with this immoral impurity, which is operated by little demons, we will continue to fall. We have to deal with the generals. The second one is bitterness. Glory be to God. Hebrews chapter 12 deals with bitterness. Bitterness will cause you to put hate, my God, in your heart for people. Hallelujah. And you don't want to be around them. These are little demons sent to tempt you. If you don't deal with these demons called bitterness, it will bring terrible trouble in your life. It makes you not want to be around that person. You have not and will not forgive that person. You have opened up an avenue for demons to torment your very own life. Number 3, bless his name, temporal values. When you have made things more important, glory be to God, to you, when your life values, hallelujah, are taken over by possessions and prosperity and money, many people have temporal values. Their values are driven by things that they do, things that do not last. Bless his name. They have no values for the things that are eternal. They're focusing on the temporal values. These 3 things are the lead demons. When we find out what we're dealing with, then we need to attack, hallelujah, the things that are really causing all the things that are happening. Principalities, the next one are demons that are ranked in order. They are ranked and grouped according to what their purposes are. There are certain spirits that hang together. If you are addicted to something, there is an external behavior that will take place. God gave us authority over demons to tread down on them, to destroy them. We have power over all the powers of the enemy. One can put 1,000, the Bible says, and two can put 10,000 to flight. Glory be to God tonight. Leviticus 26 and 7 to 8 says, and ye shall chase your enemies, and they shall fall before you by the sword. And 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. And your enemy shall fall before you by the sword. Deuteronomy chapter 32 and 30 says, How shall one chase 1,000 and two shall put 10,000 to flight, except their rock had sold them and the Lord has shut them down? And so the only way you can do it is through the Spirit of Almighty God. We have to learn to come together. We can win if we come together. God wants us to have accountability. Satan wants us to stay alone, to be defeated, so he can defeat us, bless his name. He wants us to be separated from one another so he can send the demons of division. He sends them at us, bless his name. We got to realize when we want to be separated in the church and anybody in your home, that is a demon called division. He don't want you to share what you're going through. He wants you to keep it a secret so he can defeat you. He will have you handcuffed and he will put his hooks in you. The Bible said, confess your fault to one another. We should be able to go and share with a person so that they can help us pray. And number four, in this hour, we need people to partner with us that we can talk to or pray with. My God, today, hallelujah, Jesus, that will help us pray and do warfare. When you talk to a prayer partner and the two of you come together, it will destroy the plans of Satan. The demons of pride will not let you talk or share with anyone what you're dealing with. When you're going through something, I can't tell nobody my business, child. They're going to talk. Pride will cause you to be depressed and discouraged and back you in a corner and stay in bondage. They want you to continue to do that so they can torment you. That's what the spirit of pride will do. The next thing is powers. Powers are the ability and capacity. It deals with control, authority, delegated. We must know that and understand that Satan is powerful. The majority of the people in the world is in bondage because of him right now. Number 10, there are two competing agendas for every person on the planet. God's plan for life and Satan's plan for death. The thief coming not but to kill, steal, and destroy. Everything that you possess in your life, your family, your marriage, your ministry, your kids, your dreams, your goals, whatever your plans are, he is out to destroy that. And he is not relenting. Glory be to God. He is not holding back. As you look around and see the massive destruction, glory to God, and the violence and the bloodshed, the evil that is happening in the earth, you know that he is not playing. Glory be to God. And the 11th point is, pray intensely. Pray strategically. Pray strategic prayers, people of God. Ephesians 6 and 18 says, praying always with all prayer and supplication, glory be to God, in the spirit, and watching, hallelujah, dear unto, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. God say, pray for all the saints, not just you and your family and those you know. Even if they're giving trouble in the church, pray for the saints. Even if they don't agree with you, pray for the saints. And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayer. What God is saying, pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't pray of your own self. Ephesians chapter 6 and 18, God is telling us that this is the time to be strategic when you pray. Be specific when you pray. He said with all kinds of prayer, supplication, whatever it is, God has said, make your request known unto him. He said that we have to pray in the spirit, which means pray in the Holy Ghost, people. Pray like you've never prayed before. Be watchful while you're praying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have to persevere when you are praying. You can't get tired and give up when it's time to pray. Verse 12, and the last point is, Our identity is in the one who loves us and has sacrificed for us. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans 8 and 37. We are more than conquerors tonight, people of God. Don't fall into error. There are two equal and opposite errors into which our race can fall above the devil. One is to disbelieve in their existence. And so there are people who don't believe in the existence of demons and devils, but they are real. The other is to believe and to feel an excessive of unhealthy interest in them. Hallelujah. Some people believe and they are obsessed and excessive with demonic forces and all kind of devilish things. They themselves are equally pleased by both errors and held a materialistic or a magic, a magician with which to see him delight. And so you have people delighting in doing these kind of things, people of God. Not everything is demonic, but live soberly in awareness. So in the last point, it says, consider the enemy's subtle work in your life. Why do you think you experience a wave of depression every time you decide you want to get back into studying the Bible and communing with God? You're working hard on your relationship with God, but suddenly there's more strife than ever before. Do you see what's happening behind the scenes? When you choose to join a small group and then the first night someone says something insensitive that hurts you, your feeling gets crushed, causing you to want to stay away. There is undoubtedly an enemy of our souls, and that will set you up and bring you aside, bring you by yourself so that you can be defeated. There is undoubtedly an enemy of our souls. We got to avoid him. We got to know that he is defeated. Glory be to God. Prepare ourselves to recognize, glory be to God, the subtle work of the devil and to resist his creative agenda. And I am done. Satan has an evil agenda. Satan has, oh my God, a wicked agenda. And that is to deter us. That is to distract us. That is to keep us slothful. That is to keep us, my God, focusing on the carnal, the temporal things. And God is saying tonight, loose them, because you're getting into a warfare that is intensified, and it's going to get worse. And so we have so much things going on through the day. We're busy working all day, and we come home tired, too tired to study, too tired to pray. Hallelujah, God, then last some of you fast and pray. Hallelujah, God, this is a time to fast. This is a time to pray. This is a time to bury ourselves in the word of God. This is a time to go by Shando. To put on the whole armor. This is the time, my God, to know. Hallelujah, God, if you don't put on the armor, you are going to be defeated. You're going to die untimely death. You're going to end up in the hospital. You're going to end up in the emergency ward. You're going to end up in prison. You're going to end up on drugs, my God. You're going to end up in places you don't want to go. Hallelujah, Jesus, you may end up backsliding. Glory be to God, you may end up losing your mind, losing your God, losing your sanity. He's an enemy of our soul. And we got to know tonight, glory be to God, that God has sent us help to his word. God has sent us help to the armor that he gave us, the breastplate of righteousness. I explained and exposed and made clear what the different weapons we are dealing with. The sword of the Spirit, his word, sharper than the two-edged sword. He said in this hour, use my word. Stop speaking negative. Then negativity comes. Pull out the word of God that Jesus did in the wilderness and tell him, Satan, this is what God said. It is written, and watch and see if you don't defeat your enemy called the devil. Ha! Yes, Shanderabohosa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And tonight, people of God, God is speaking. And if he's speaking to you, and if you need prayer, if you need help, There's something you know that you're fighting, something that you're dealing with, and you can't seem to shake it. Let's pray tonight. Let's take it to the kingdom. Let's take it to the throne room of grace. If you're not repented tonight, know that you're going to be defeated. If you're not saved tonight, you will be defeated. Hell is growing. Hell is enlarging itself. We can't take it for granted that we may be here tomorrow. And so God is calling for repentance. He's calling us to come up higher. Come to, let's pray tonight. The line is open. If you feel the need, if there's a pressing need, and you know you want more of God, you need more of God. You come night after night, you hear a message, but you're still fighting and struggling. Let's pray tonight in Jesus' name.
Anyone tonight desire prayer, glory to God. Anyone heed the call on tonight as the word has come to us to come up higher. Glory be to God. We all need to come up higher. Having heard the word, my God, glory to God, we're in a war, as the one of God said, and we're all affected. We're all in a war, whether we know it or not. But the word has come tonight to show us right where we are. Amen. So if there's anyone tonight that desire prayer, as a woman of God has said, glory to God, you can press *6. You can press *6 and come over tonight. Glory to God. If you desire prayer on tonight, amen, in any way, just press *6 and come over. Amen. Amen. There's no one on the platform. There's no one on the platform tonight, woman of God. So if you want to, amen, do a general prayer tonight for the body, because we all need strength in this battle. We
Amen.
All need strength. If we don't need it tonight, we'll perhaps need it tomorrow. But at some point, we're all going to need it. So if you could pray generally for the body of Christ on tonight, you have the platform, woman of God.
Amen. God, we give you thanks and we give you praise on this night. Father, we present your people to you and before you,
yes.
God. We come to you, God, because we do need strength. We come to
yes.
you tonight, God, because our fight is not natural. And we cannot
Jesus.
Fight this battle without you, God. We need you, God, to intensify the Holy Ghost that is on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Intensify
yes.
the anointing in our lives. Intensify, God, your divine presence over our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, if ever
mm-hmm.
a time we need more of the anointing, more of your power, and more of your glory is in this last hour, Lord God. Take us from
yeah.
strength to strength and from glory to glory.
Yeah.
Sending us with might on the inner man. Our spirit
yeah.
man needs to be strengthened, God. Our minds need to be strengthened, God. God, many of us are dealing, God, with warfare in our mind. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, let us put on the mind of Christ. Give us the mind of Jesus Christ, because the mind
yes,
is the
God.
Battlefield for the enemy, God, to torment our mind, so God. And so, God, we speak a sound mind tonight. In the name of Jesus, we speak overflows and increase, God, in our lives, in our spiritual
mm-hmm.
lives, God, that you would move strategically, God, by your spirit, in the name of
yes,
Jesus,
God.
And every nation tonight, God, every ministry, every leader, God, that is
yeah,
up
yeah,
on
yeah, yeah.
present tonight. Every evangelist, every teacher, every pastor, every lay member tonight, every deacon, every elder. Tonight, we pray for the youth on tonight because the enemy is at war with the young people, oh God, because this is the last generation, God, and so we cover our children with the blood of Jesus. We cover the babies with the blood of Jesus. We cover the the middle school, the high school, in the colleges, God, in universities, God, people on their job, cover the remnant with the blood of Jesus, your chosen one, your election by grace that you're predestinated, if echo shamandola bahosa, need the blood, oh God, we apply the blood, the blood of Jesus, the blood over our doorposts, the blood over our windows, the blood in the hospitals among
Yes, Lord.
The blood of Jesus over cars. The blood of Jesus over our businesses. The blood of Jesus, my God, in our homes. The blood of Jesus, my God, over my shandola mahosa. In the name of Jesus, oh Kashandala.
In the name of Jesus.
God, draw us closer to you, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus,
take us higher. In the name of Jesus, God. We pull down every stronghold tonight. We pull down the powers of the air, right now, in the name of Jesus. In high places. Release your fire tonight, God, to quench the fiery dart of the wicked, the fiery arrows that has been sent. Every satanic mirror, every satanic altar, satanic shrine, God, oh God, satanic candles that they light, incantation and enchantment against the body of Christ. Oh God, be blocked with the blood of Jesus.
Right now,
Father God,
release
your sword out of his sheath. Release your arrows tonight. Release your rod tonight, God. Release your angels, God, the flaming sword of fire to fight for every nation, God, where your people is, God. Locate them and cover them with the blood that are going through persecutions, God, that are going through, my God, my shandola bahosa.
Hey, God,
affliction and pain, God, in the name of Jesus. Going hungry, God, being destituted, God. Feel all alone, God. The spirit of loneliness, we bind you tonight, and we render you powerless. Every tormenting demon, we bind.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan, you must know that you were defeated over 2,000 years ago when Jesus died. The authority from you, and death is swallowed up in victory on tonight. Oh God, we declare, we shall live and not die in the name of Jesus. Of any tonight, God, we declare healing. Oh God, and visitation and encounters from you, God, in this last hour. As we seek you, we declare, oh God, there's a blessing over PNN and it is advisors and prayer warriors and the leader, God. We declare a tangible blessing. Glory be to God over this nation. Bless your people, God, going in and coming out, God, pressed down, shaking together, let it run over. And those who come, God, to hear what God is saying, God, may your word bring changes and deliverance. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
People of God, I want to share with you before you go. God showed me a vision, and we got to pray, because what I saw as I was walking, we come across I heard a voice, a faint voice, and I was sharing it with Evangelist Bradley the other day. And as we came across this faint voice, there was a baby roasting on a fire, alive. And when we got there, part of the legs were burnt off in the lower extremities of the baby, but the baby was still alive. And I woke up, I said, God, what happened? We got to understand this warfare is not a joke. Babies are being sacrificed. The Bible says they used to throw their children in the fire to Molech. Children sacrifice in fire was done in the Bible. And so these things are coming back and it's intensifying. You got to cover your babies in the womb. Cover your babies in the womb. Cover your babies, cover your children like never before. Children are innocent, and so that's what the devil wants. Cover them like never before. And tonight I just want to thank God tonight for this PNN prayer line, for Evangelist Bradley and every one of you. I speak a blessing over you tonight. Go and be blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. I thank God, and you know, woman of God, as the word was going forth, and I began to look by spirit, I began to look at different things, looking at different things even around me. And as I began to look, the Lord began to show me that there are certain things that have become commonplace to us. We look at them as commonplace. We're looking at them as not a threat, but it's very much so a threat. It's very much so a threat to us. And even in these things, even in these things, we have got to wage war against the enemy. I'm telling you, even as the Word of God says, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, as the Word has given us to see on tonight. And because God has opened our eyes, people of God, it's time. It's time. It's past time that we must declare war. Certain things that we look at, my God, I'm telling you, I just begin to look around, looking within my borders, looking outside of my borders, and looking at certain things that we're looking at as flesh and blood, but it's spiritual. It's spiritual warfare. Our loved ones that are bound by these spiritual forces, these things that, glory to God, God has opened our eyes to on tonight. And I just give God thanks. I give God praise for this word on tonight because, listen, people of God, we don't have to look far. We don't have to look far. We can start right here within our own borders, right here within our own families, glory to God, because somebody needs to be set free. Somebody needs to be set free. We got to see the spirit at work instead of looking at the person, but look at the spirit that is in operation. So I just give God thanks and I give God praise for this word on tonight. I thank him for the awakening. I thank him for the shaking on tonight. He has come to shake us on tonight to say, look, 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 look at what's going on. Look, open your eyes, see. Glory to God. Hey. Glory to God. So I give God thanks. And then he has come to strengthen us. He's come to strengthen us after this word, to strengthen us so that we can see, glory to God, what's really going on. So I just give God thanks and I give God praise for the strength. I thank him tonight for the opening of our eyes, glory to God, to cause us to see where we are, to cause us to see what's really going on. Amen, Jesus, glory to God, because whether we want to believe it or not, even as the word is the woman of God declared, it's happening. It's happening. Amen. And so after such a word as this, glory be to God, how can we not rise up? How can we not put on the armor? How can we not put on the armor of these points that God has brought to us to show us, glory to God, the power that rests within us? My God, glory to God, it's time for us to wake up. It's time. It's past time, glory to God, for us to wake up and really be about the Father's business. I appreciate God for the word on tonight, woman of God. I thank God for the word on tonight. Glory be to God. I thank him. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, for he has caused us, amen, Jesus, again, that our eyes would even the more be opened to the wiles and the thoughts and the plans and the plots of the enemy. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. So we give God thanks tonight. Amen. Again, for the strength. Glory to God. And this we will do. Glory to God, as the Lord has commanded. Amen. This we will do. Glory to God, with the help of the Lord. So we say, hey, hey. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Ooh, glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. So we bless him tonight. We thank him tonight for you, people of God, for you, amen, Jesus. And you should make that declaration, for all that our ears have heard, this we will do, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, with the help of the Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God, because the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And once that word comes, glory to God, and the enemy knows that we hear it, glory to God, but it has to be sealed. Once we make that declaration, we got to seal it in the name of Jesus with the help of God. Ah, glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus, glory to God. And there is no defeat in him. So we bless God. We thank God tonight. Amen. Woman of God, we thank God for you again. Thank you for availing yourself to be with us here on the PNN every Sunday, every Monday night. Thank you for your commitment, for your dedication, glory to God, to bring forth the word of God. Certainly, we have been blessed, and we are blessed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And we just want to pray a blessing over you, woman of God, that the Lord God would cover you now, that he would cover you by his precious anointing. Glory to God. Father, cover your servant on tonight. Cover and shield her on tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, with the self-same armor that she has declared unto us, Father, we're thanking you now. Thanking you for the tools that you put within her hand. Thanking you for the knowledge that you put within her to share. Glory to God, to your people on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. And we're asking you now that you will bless your servant. We're asking you to bless her. Glory to God. Bless her and breathe upon her now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. Yeah, God. God, we thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for lifting your servant. Thank you for calling one in the earth, O God, that will declare your word, that will declare unto your people, O God, this word of life in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you now, O God, and we collectively come and we say, bless your servant. We say, look favorably upon her even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, cause your favor to rest upon her. Cause your favor to rest upon your servant even now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you will meet her every need, her every desire even now. Father, we're asking that you will move for her, oh God, in uncommon ways. Move for your servant. Glory to God, in that precious name, Jesus. We're asking that you will bless her now. We're asking that you will bless her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, for you know what she have need of. Father, we're asking that you will move now in the precious name of Jesus. Those things, oh God, that are upon the altar of her heart. Father, we tonight saw, God, tonight we come and we say, move for her in the name of Jesus. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you now, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you'll bless her ministry. We're asking that you'll bless her family now in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking that you would order her steps, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, cause her to stand in victory. Cause her to stand, oh God, in your overcoming power. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. Fortify her now, oh God. Cause your angels, cause your angels, oh God, that you've given charge over her to keep her in all of her ways. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for doing it, oh God. We thank you for elevation. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you for elevation, oh glory. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're thanking you for opening doors. Thank you for the obomoshaha. Thank you. Yeah, glad I say, God, thank you. Hey, God, thank you for opening doors. We're thanking you for paving the way. We thank you for making every crooked place. Thank you for Hayarabahosa. Thank you for making every crooked place straight, Father. We thank you. We bless you now. Father, cause your face to shine upon your servant. Cause your face to shine in that precious name. Bless her going out and her coming in, oh God, from this time forth, even forevermore. And Father, we give you thanks. We thank you for your word alive. Thank you for your word alive. Thank you for your word alive. Hey, woo, God, not just spoken word, but your living word. We're thanking you for your living word on tonight. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Thank you. Hey, God, Alaba. Oh, God, thank you for your fire from your throne of grace. Cause it to cover her. Cause it to shield her. Oh, glory to God. Wherever she be, wherever she hire, in that precious name, Jesus, Father, we're asking that you would hide her behind your precious cross. Cover her, Master, in your shed blood. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we do give you all glory and honor in that precious name, Jesus. Eba. Woo, God, Eba Messiah. In every heart, hiya. Every heart tonight, every heart tonight, every heart tonight, say amen. Glory to God, amen, amen on tonight. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. We thank him. We honor. We glorify him on tonight. We bless him. Hallelujah. Woo, and so it is tonight, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Glory tata seba. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We thank God again on tonight. People of God, we want to let you know that you can get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Text us tonight. We thank God for the texts that have already come through. And let us tell you, people of God, we should get this word out to you as expeditiously as possible. We want to ask you to please, ma'am, please, sir, do not forget to send a copy to someone. Send a copy to someone else, glory to God, that they can hear this word, because we're all, as the woman of God showed us tonight, amen, we're all in a war. We're all in a battle, glory to God. And somebody needs to know this word, people of God, someone's life depends on this word. So get it and send it. Glory to God. Get this word and send it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Send it to someone. Direct someone to our Facebook page. Glory to God. Direct them out there. Glory to God, so that they can go and listen to the broadcast, our PNN page or our ReArc Prayer Group 52 page, or they can simply Google Prayer News Network and get our Blog Talk Radio 6 on tonight. Amen. There they'll also be able to listen to our podcast if they desire to listen at podcast. But simply text us tonight at 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, people of God, you can text us at 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. And that number is also good for WhatsApp. If you are listening via radio and you would like to get your copy, you can go out and text us via WhatsApp, and we'll get that copy to you there. Amen. We'll certainly get a copy to you. Amen. But we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight. We thank you, people of God, for your listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for continuing to come. As we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast, amen, we're just about 100 days shy of 1,000 days on the broadcast. And we are excited about this, amen. Glory to God, we're excited about it. We got to do something exciting for our 1,000 day, amen. So if you have any ideas, if you have any suggestions, let us know. Let us know. Amen. If you have any suggestions, glory to God. Also, amen, this year, with the help of the Lord, we will try to have our anniversary in person this year. We're going to try, by the help of the Lord, to have our anniversary celebration in person this year. We hope to give you more details on it. Be praying for us. Amen. Be praying with us. But we believe, God, by faith, that we shall do it Amen. We shall do it in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So at this time, people of God, keep these things in before you. Listen, we also want to thank God for you, those of you that are faithfully sowing into the ministry. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, those of you that are faithfully sowing into the ministry. It does help. Amen. We thank God for you because we do have expenses every month. Amen, Jesus. It takes money to keep the broadcast going. So we thank God for you, those that the Lord has laid upon your heart to sow into the ministry. Amen, Jesus. Don't stop sowing. Amen, Jesus, because God has a plan for the PNN. Amen. And those of you that would like to sow, those of you that would like to sow, amen, I needed to start making this announcement sooner rather than later. Those of you that would like to sow, that would like to contribute, amen, into the PNN, you can certainly do so. If you're going to write a check, if you would like to write a check and or money order, you can simply do so to PNN, and that is P.O. Box 2281, P.O. Box 2281, and that's Quincy, Q-U-I-N-C-Y, Florida, and the zip code is 32325. And for those of you that would like to sow via WhatsApp, those of you that would like to sow via WhatsApp, you can certainly do so, and you know the WhatsApp address is $GiftOfPrayer, $GiftOfPrayer. And for those of you that don't have a WhatsApp, you can certainly sow via Zelle, and you can just the number 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory to God. So those of you that would, again, like to sow, amen. Again, we thank God for those of you that are sowing. It is certainly helping, amen, to offset. It do take we don't charge or we don't require funds for any of the broadcasts or anything, but it does take expenses to keep us moving. So if you would like to get on board and if you would like to sow, those are the ways that you can sow, amen, because, again, the Lord is moving by his Spirit, and there is a vision for the PNN, and we shall walk in that vision, and it shall come to fruition by the help of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. For, again, each of you, people of God, and at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over back over to you, woman of God, for the dismissal. Amen. God bless you. You have the broadcast.
Amen. Amen. I just want to encourage you tonight, even as Evangelist Bradley was talking and
90 seconds.
My spirit and said that the way a lot of us pray, it has to change because everything has changed. I know some people, they pray quiet, and some people might not think all of the warfare, like the intensity of it is that necessary, but when you think about the war, God is saying it's now time to intensify and change. And
60 seconds.
Just to be more forceful to deal with the spirits that are coming up against us. And so tonight, I hope something that has been said tonight had encouraged you and has lifted your spirit and caused you to be awakened and aware as to how deadly the times are. And so tonight, God, we seal everything that has been spoken. Bless your people tonight and cover us with the shed blood until we all meet again. Go in peace, and the angels of the Lord go before you and make your crooked path straight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. People of God, that does conclude the broadcast on tonight. Now, listen, we will not
10 seconds.
on Thanksgiving. On Thanksgiving night, we will not be broadcasting live. On Thursday night, and perhaps neither on Friday night, but we may for we don't ever want to miss anybody, so we may just do a rebroadcasting on those nights since God has made it so readily available for us. So we may just do a rebroadcasting on those nights rather than not doing anything. So, but we do give God thanks. We give God praise. We know that there's going to be a lot of preparations for families and for, you know, meal preparations, et cetera, over the next couple of days. So we will certainly be rebroadcasting over the next day. And then Thursday, as I said, I know that, you know, there may be people that need a word, you know, during Thanksgiving. So since the Lord has made it so readily available for us, we'll probably just sit on autopilot so that those who do call in and for those that are listening by radio in other countries, because other countries may not be celebrating Thanksgiving. Isn't that right? So we want to be cognizant of that. And so we'll probably, I'm sure, just sit on rebroadcasting. But thank God for, again, each of you. And as we stated there, just for the next couple of days, we'll be rebroadcasting. So let us be in prayer, as the woman of God has said, even so, one for the other. And we look to be back live on Saturday, more specifically, because people are traveling as well on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So God bless you. We love you, people of God. We love you, love you, love you. Please keep all the announcements in mind, and we look to see you. Be safe. Be safe in your travels. Be safe in all you do. Know that we love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. In Jesus' name, blessings now to each of you.
An open heaven.